This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted a three-member committee to probe the allegations levelled against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma after a sum of burnt cash was found at his residence in New Delhi in March this year. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the Speaker announced the formation of the committee and said the committee will submit its report as early as possible.
मैंने न्यायमूर्ति यशवंत वर्मा को पद से हटाने के अनुरोध के आधारों की जांच करने के उद्देश्य से निम्नलिखित तीन सदस्यों वाली एक समिति गठित की है। माननीय न्यायमूर्ति श्री अरविंद कुमार न्यायाधीश उच्चतम न्यायालय, माननीय न्यायमूर्ति श्री मनिंदर मोहन श्रीवास्तव मुख्य न्यायाधीश मद्रास उच्च न्यायालय, श्री बीवी आचार्य वरिष्ठ अधिवक्ता कर्नाटक उच्च न्यायालय। समिति यथाशीघ्र अपनी रिपोर्ट प्रस्तुत करेगी।
The Speaker admitted the notices for removal of Justice Verma and informed the House that he has accepted the notices signed by 146 MPs from the ruling and opposition benches for the removal of Justice Yashwant Verma. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned till 3 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the constitution of a committee to probe the allegations levelled against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. After that, the presiding officer Sandhya Ray tried to run 0 hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering, demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha as well. Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to run the 0 hour, but in vain.
No. Chair goes by rules only. No, please. The House stands adjourned to meet at 2 p.m.
The Rajya Sabha was further adjourned till 3 p.m. following the opposition's ruckus on various issues, including SIR. When the House met at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment, the Chair tried to take up the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing, but the opposition members started sloganeering. Amid the row over special intensive revision, the Election Commission of India has said that after 12 days into the claims and objections period, not a single claim or objection has been submitted by any political party regarding the exercise in Bihar so far. However, the Commission has said that 13,970 claims and objections have been received directly from electors with regard to the draft roll. The Lok Sabha has extended the deadline for the presentation of the Joint Parliamentary Committee's report on the One Nation, One Election Bill. The committee will now submit its report by the first day of the last week of the winter session in 2025. The US and China have agreed to extend their trade truce until November the 10th, just hours before new tariffs were set to take effect today. In a joint statement, both countries said they will pause the planned tariff increases for another 90 days. The US will delay raising tariffs to 145% on Chinese goods, while China will hold off on 125% tariffs on US goods. Continuous rainfall over the past 2 days has significantly disrupted normal life across various parts of Uttarakhand. Heavy downpours have led to a sharp rise in the water levels of major rivers, while mountain streams and rivulets in the hilly regions are overflowing. The Met Department also issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh till Thursday. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said heavy rainfall is also predicted over Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Chhattisgarh from tomorrow.
The update from IMD is that the heavy to very heavy rainfall continuing still over the Himalayan state covering Jammu, Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand.
And with that, we end this news bulletin.